Well, the 10-year presence of US set forces in Afghanistan has not benefited the children of the war-torn country, and another lost generation is growing up. Data compiled by the UN and the Afghan government shows that 55% of Afghanistan's children have permanent damage to their brains and bodies due to poor nutrition in the crucial first 2 years of life. The report says chronic malnutrition is particularly widespread and persistent, while one in four children suffers acute malnutrition in Afghanistan. A recent UN study says that even a minimally healthy diet is beyond the reach of the majority of Afghans, and in some provinces, only one in five could afford regular, balanced meals. Now, joining us from Lakewood via Skype is Iraq War veteran Seth Manzel to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Manzel. Now, the numbers are staggering over here. It just goes to show that this is the legacy of the U.S.-led occupation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, it's been a disastrous war for the people of Afghanistan. It certainly hasn't improved their lives at all, and it hasn't improved world security in the least. Our presence there has destabilized not just Afghanistan, but the entire region.
Right. Now, the U.S. is now trying to extend its presence in Afghanistan beyond the 2014 withdrawal deadline that President Obama had promised. How does the U.S. measure success on the ground in Afghanistan when security is still an issue, malnutrition, poverty, the infrastructure is still in shambles?
At this point, I think that the United States is in the best of cases, just trying to save face and probably more likely trying to protect its own commercial interests there. And the welfare of the people there aren't and never have been the main or any kind of concern for the United States, at least the leaders on high levels. Certainly soldiers on the ground and different commanders have made efforts to try and improve the lives of people there. But at the highest levels, that's certainly not a concern.
Right. And how do you see a prolonged U.S. military presence in Afghanistan playing out on the ground for the people of Afghanistan?
Well, we'll continue to legitimize the various warring tribes, the Taliban, and we'll continue our presence there. We'll continue to legitimize very radical interpretation of Islam, which is certainly not beneficial for the people there living there in Afghanistan.
And before I let you go, how much of support do you think that the U.S. public is going to put behind any decision made by the U.S. government to prolong this the U.S. troop deployment in Afghanistan?
The U.S. public has all but forgotten about our deployment there, or about our presence there, and if anything, they're going to be very much against it. We're very tired of seeing our money spent oppressing people overseas and with no results for our benefit or the people there.
Okay, that was Iraq War veteran Seth Manzel joining us from Lakewood via Skype. Many thanks indeed for joining us here on Press TV, sir.